Bono, you should be a weatherman, because once again you've predicted wrongly. It's not a beautiful day at all, is it, Stephen? That was you two, XFM 104.9. Ricky Gervais, Steve Merchant, Claire Sturgis.
Claire Sturgis in for Carl Pilkington.
Carl Pilkington is on holiday, as we speak.
Where has he got? Mauritius, was it?
Madeira.
Madeira.
I think with, his girlfriend's parents. You remember last week he was, worried they'd never been abroad and, her dad was saying, what's the way to pack tea bags?
Yeah.
Carl's going, you'll get him over there. And he's going, we'll put him in a jar. He goes, put him in a jar. I phoned him up in the week, just before he went, I think Friday, said, have a nice time. And, out Sunday, and he said, guess what he's doing now? What? He said, he's packing margarine.
Of course he is.
Oh, bless him.
My dad does that. My parents always take, tea bags wherever they're going.
Really?
You know, for fear of there being some kind of tea bag drought in France.
Yeah.
You know?
Is it wrong? But I mean,
I don't know. Is it because of maybe English breakfast tea you can't get over there?
So but you can.
Can you though? I mean,
you can get pizza chips.
Tea is probably the single most popular drink in the world.
I know, but what about the fancy foreign teas, your Earl Greys and the like?
Well, I don't know.
Because I want good English breakfast. Don't bother me with Earl Grey. I don't know what that cup of tea is. It's not tea to me. It's just, it's laughable. It's weak. It's pathetic. It's just, it's, ugh.
Do you know what? Earl Grey with a little bit of skimmed milk isn't so bad.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Oh.
And is your husband a fan?
We've started,
eh?
It's all off already.
Oh, we'll go at each other.
Sometimes sort of pretending, you know.
Sometimes pretending we're not close mates. You know,
innuendo and that.
Smutty. Smutty.
Yeah. I've got a freaky goggle-eyed thing.
Oh,
I go too far. I sometimes go too far. I do ruin it when I go too far. So let's be nice. Well, let's have a bit of blur.
Ooh. Well, Clubberman. The fat man.
We're not out of time. We've got a whole hour and 50 minutes to go on the Ricky Gervais Steve Merchant Show. XFM 104.9.
I think we have one of those after every record. They're great, aren't they? I think if you were actually like a proper DJ, if you actually tried to do the Dr. Fox thing, I think you'd be quite good.
Really? I think I could only survive doing that sort of post 11 PM. Ooh, quiet things down now. I love that sort of radio, that American jock type thing as well. I listen to Saga Radio now sometimes.
What?
It's on digital. I think it's radio for the over 50s.
Yeah.
And it plays. It was playing Cliff Richard this morning. It played Sammy Davis Jr. It played. Down the Beatles, Here Comes the Sun, and I was loving it. I was thinking,
it's aimed at your age group.
Yeah, exactly. And I've got a bad back. I've been complaining of a bad back all week. He's been ill.
Don't even start.
We haven't worked this week. He's been ill with the flu.
I'll tell you this. Wednesday morning, I think it was. I woke up and I had the head, the sore throat, the aching body, and I immediately thought I've got the SARS virus. I really did. I genuinely, because I've always been a bit of a hypochondriac. I mean, Ricky pretends to be, but I genuinely was petrified.
That doesn't make sense, does it? How can you pretend to be a hypochondriac? No, I am a hypochondriac, and you are genuinely always ill. You've always got a bit of a snuffle.
I'm justified in thinking it might be the deadly.
You're a sickly
virus.
Child. I don't know what's happened to you.
Well, I think it's
so much to do with West Country breeding, and you haven't. I don't know. No, he hasn't got normal sort of barriers to sort of flu and cold.
So his immune system is ill.
Look at him.
I'm quite a weak child.
Yeah, I know.
I'll probably die in a garret having written some bloody brilliant poetry.
Yeah, of consumption.
But anyway, so I went online to check out what exactly the symptoms of the SARS virus were. And,
Seriously, I did.
I was so panicked. So I went straight online and it was exactly what I had.
It is a strain of flu,
that's why. That was the thing, that's what I had. So I was thinking to myself, because it said the incubation period was between 2 and 7 days. I thought, well, where have I been that I could maybe have got contact with people from? And then I thought, wait a minute, BAFTAs? I think I brushed against a couple of the guys from Banzai.
I know.
I'm thinking, hang on.
Yeah.
Wait a minute, that makes sense.
Yeah.
And so I was suddenly getting a little bit eggy because, I mean, there was a lot of people. There was like 1,500 people at the BAFTAs. So, yeah. I mean, any one of them could be carrying it.
Yeah.
So I was really just panicked. But, you know, I didn't immediately rush to the doctors.
No.
Because you've got to wait for ages down there. Dr. Charles, brilliant, but you've got to queue up for ages because it's down in Swiss Cottage where I live. And I'll tell you, there's some dregs in there in the waiting room. Oh, man alive. People have just gone in there to read the magazines. And they just sat there. There's some people who just waste a doctor's time. That's what annoys me. A lot of old people, a lot of Saga listeners, who just waste people's time.
I know. I went into accident emergency once because I'd done my leg in. And I'll tell you what, you look round and you think, oh, look at all these people. Mm. Look at these, they should be, hardly of any of them weren't handcuffed to someone.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? You go to Casuarina on a Friday night and it's like, oh, awful.
Yeah. And there's, and so, I mean, it was that thing, well, I could either go to Dr. Shah, but that's NHS, or I could go to, one of the Medi centres. They charge money, Claire. Mm. And I mean, I know it's a killer disease, but you know, I'm not making cash.
You don't want it, yeah. You don't want it.
Because what if it isn't? That's money wasted.
You don't get your money back, do you?
I really need him to say, you've got the deadly SARS virus for it to be worth the 80 quid.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
Yeah. And as I suspected that, you know, it was 50-50, I decided not. I decided to ride it out.
Yeah.
And, thankfully, so far, I've not
died.
You're
looking alright.
No, you're alright. You're alright.
Okay, so,
you're alright, yeah. Yeah, well, that's lucky. So,
I know, so I phoned him up. I said, I don't think I can work. And I mean, Ricky's a close friend of mine. I've known him for a time now, and I really consider him one of my best mates. But I'll be honest with you, you didn't rush round with a bowl of soup. Did you?
I don't want to catch it, do I? No. Both of us being ill.
Well, this was the implication, because it wasn't that you explicitly said, in this relationship, you're the one that's expendable. But that was the kind of, that was the sort of underlying suggestion, I felt.
No, I just thought, to be honest, I thought I could do with a day off as well.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I thought, oh, well, don't worry then, don't worry. Tennis.
Yeah.
No, but, I had a, I was,
What's wrong with your back then, really?
I don't know, I think it's just age. I don't know, I don't get things seen to, so it's just been, hurts when I tie my shoelaces. That's why I'm wearing clogs. It's so much easier. Well, drawstring trousers and clogs, you know.
You used to go to the doctor a lot more, though. You don't tend to do it now.
Well, I'm not paranoid anymore. I had two flashes of when my mum died of cancer. Twice, I think, I said, oh, there's a lump.
I've been to the doctors twice with him.
Yeah.
Have you? Seriously?
I've seriously sat in a waiting room with him twice.
Well, I just went up for, I thought, oh God, I felt them. I didn't need to do it then, did I? I actually just touched my, but
we should point out that, Ricky's mother didn't die of testicular cancer. That, it just-
No, but I had it sort of, I thought, oh God, well I've got it now. And, I think I went along once with testicular cancer, didn't I?
Yeah, you had the testy problem once, I remember. Because I remember sitting in the waiting room looking through an old Argos catalogue with you for some reason. I think that was the only thing to
read. Then I think I thought I had throat cancer, didn't I?
Yeah, then, yeah, because I think you had a bit of a sore throat, didn't you?
But then I think I'm over that. I was just like, yeah, sent me a bit. Hmm. So, it's just a bad
Why were you fiddling around down below? Because, I mean, it wasn't like I called on you to do some work and you said, I've got to rush to doctors. I think it was like lunchtime.
Yeah.
So you'd obviously be meddling around down there.
Well, I know, I tested a few times, but I'm never sure.
What, during the day? Well, I mean, can you do that when you first get, maybe before you go to bed? Not in a restaurant when we're eating dinner.
Yeah, but you know,
certainly not spaghetti and kumquats.
Exactly.
That confused me. I don't know where the hands were.
You put me right off my meatballs.
Oh dear.
But Ricky, just to clear it, you are okay, aren't you?
Yeah, of course.
Just a bad back. Yeah.
Yeah, just a bad back. Yeah, let's have a record, shall we? Bit of Bruce Springsteen, we love it. Cheering breaks and Painkiller on XFM 104.9. Ricky Gervais, Steve Merchant, Claire Sturgis.
Yeah, no, it's good to be here. I'm missing hearing Carl, actually.
Shouldn't mention him because people will remember them. They go, oh yeah.
I know.
We're trying to pretend.
How are you, Sturgis, by the way? We've not really said hello to you.
I'm very well, thank you. Yeah.
Do you look forward to these occasions when you get to stand in for Carl?
I get a little bit nervous.
Is it intimidating?
It is a bit intimidating because he's such a funny man.
Mm.
But you know, once I'm here, I'm okay.
No, he is. It's not like he's doing it on purpose. It's, you know what I mean? So
he's a natural.
At least you know what you're saying.
Yeah, good point.
It's not all downhill, is it?
No, exactly. Yeah.
I mean, no. It'll be fine. It's only an hour and a half to go. We'll be okay. Can we talk about the BAFTAs? I know I don't want to sort of go on about,
the awards and everything. Well, never mind all that. One, it's actually, I bought it for a photo shoot because I'm doing this thing. I've got a DVD coming out in October and I'm doing a spoof of the front cover of Thriller. So I bought a white suit and I got it, right? And I thought, well, I might as well wear that then now and get it dry clean.
I thought you blagged it.
And I thought, when I put it on, I thought I looked a bit like Sean Connery as James Bond. Apparently, I look like Tattoo from Fantasy Island.
The little midget guy.
Yeah.
Sure.
Which is, you know, I did watch it back and, you know, there are some, resemblances. At one point, I did go, I did plan. Yeah. Which was, I don't know why.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought.
Well, when he suggested he was going to wear it, I said, that's crazy. I said, it's madness. Because it just, I knew it would come back and haunt him.
I got away with it, though.
Well, did you?
No.
I mean, what was it I said to you? We were talking about it, and he said,
oh, no, he said, what are you wearing it with? A sort of white shirt and a white tie. I went, no, no. I'll wear it with a black tie. He said, right. He went, you should do it with a white shirt and the white tie. I said, he went, you know, do that whole Randall Hopkirk thing. And I went, that's what I'm worried about. He went, what, you're worried people think you're a ghost?
I mean, pathetic. I didn't think it was a good idea. I just love the way that if you're a celebrity, somehow you're allowed to wear, like,
exactly.
Nonsense, outrageous
yeah.
clothes because it's kind of expected of you because, you know, you're
but it wasn't mental.
Guy.
It wasn't like Graham Norton going in curtains or Jonathan Ross dressing up as Lawrence Willem Bowen. It was just a white
but
suit.
But it's just that
it?
Thing of, it's just that thing of, you know who I am. It's cheeky Ricky Gervais here. Look what I'm wearing.
I was worried there was going to be chocolate mousse, though.
Yeah.
Or Johnny Vegas was going to greet me and throw up immediately.
Yeah.
It was sort of like I had to keep away from people.
And what you're sitting on. But I tell you what, I think it worked with Anne Robinson, didn't it?
She winked at you when you went, she liked you. She just can't stop that.
No, she's made it into a catchphrase.
But
you made her giggle like a little schoolgirl.
I knew it was safe though to say that thing about her drinking because I'd done a non-broadcast pilot with her this year. For a friend was the producer, and it's a new show called Look Who's Coming to Dinner, and the premise is I choose sort of six heroes that are alive, and so. I knew it was all right, so I didn't just go out there and start insulting this poor middle-aged woman. I sort of knew she could take a joke. She's all right. She's obviously she's not really like that. So, yeah.
No, but I love the way she just giggled like a little girl.
I think she was quite good actually. I think it's better when she's sort of ad-libbing. I don't think she's as good when she's sort of got lines and she's hitting marks. She's quite good when she's sort of. Like when Peter Kay came on, she went, have you dyed your hair?
Yeah.
And he went, have I dyed my hair? I said, what sort of talk is that?
Which I thought was quite nice.
Your quote was good though.
What,
when he went, peace, yeah, or war.
I just hate it when, oh God, celebrities get their political, like, oh, I've got to say something political because
no,
there's all that suffering in the world. And I don't know, it's like those things you see in the papers where it's got, general elections or war, and it's got a picture of Billy Piper, just a picture, and she go, it goes, Labour. Or
yeah.
It's got, you know, Ross Kemp. No to war.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
when would that be influential?
No idea.
It's sort of like you go, someone goes, what do you think of war? I go, war, I don't know. Have you made your mind up? Well, no, it's difficult, isn't it? Is it? Well, yeah, you know, because on the one hand-
I don't
hand,
know where I stand.
Well, exactly, on the one hand, you could say that, you know, war is wrong because it caused suffering, but on the other hand, you know, that's a knee-jerk reaction, and some wars are justified, you know, like stopping, you know, fascism or whatever, and, you know, like pacifism, sometimes you have to have defence, so it's not clear, and I go, okay, let's make it easier for you. What do you think of the little black one in Sugar Babes? I think she's brilliant. She hates war. That's me. That's me done then.
Exactly. Does that help sway your
yeah. mind? Yeah, but I don't know when it is influential.
Remember when that young au pair was over in America and she got in, arrested for the murder or the death rather of that young child. I forget her name. Do you remember that story?
Louise Woodward.
Well, do you remember there was a whole section in the paper there where there was I think it was members of Coronation Street. Saying, release her, please release her.
I remember you said you fancied her.
Who's that?
You said you fancied her when it was all happening.
Well,
He said, I think he was the danger.
There was an element of that. Do you know what I thought it was?
I would love you to go out with Louise Woodward.
The thing about Wooders.
What's she doing now?
The thing about Wooders is that she, My suspicion was that when she came back and she'd been cleared of it, they'd
she
still
been cleared of it.
Yes, she was.
No, she wasn't.
Wasn't she?
No.
I think
she'd done her
out.
Time,
you know,
and it was manslaughter.
What? I think.
I'm not sure about this.
Teetering on the edge of getting.
Well, no, someone knows. Call up. You know, we don't know this, so don't.
Yeah,
don't,
but I think
don't.
You're right.
Well,
I think
either way, it was a tragic accident, and she wasn't a murderess. That was the clear point. And it just struck me that. Nevertheless, there would probably be a certain stigma, you know. So she was down, you know, kind of Monroe's on a Wednesday night, you know, looking for a dance. Probably there weren't going to be a lot of guys queuing up for her because they were conscious that, you know, she had this certain reputation. Whereas Ding Dong, Gentleman Steve,
yeah.
I'm happy to step in.
Do you know what? I'd let her babysit because she'd be so careful, wouldn't she? You know what I mean? She'd be on real best behaviour.
Yeah.
So maybe we shouldn't be talking about.
I do wonder what she's up to now.
Well, if you know.
0870-800-1234.
If you're a lawyer and we've said something wrong, let us know now. We'll apologise quickly.
Yeah.
You know.
I'll tell you what,
anyway, good luck
music.
To you, Louise. If you're out there listening, you know, good luck. And you know, ricky.gervais@xfm.co.uk. That's the
I don't want my name attached in case.
Get in touch.
Yeah? You're free tonight, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm free. I'm free, for the next 8 years, I think.
Play a record.
Sure, 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 sure. Yeah. Sweet. 10-story love song. Yeah, 10-story love song from the Stone Dozies.
Yeah, see, it's not as easy as it looks,
is it? It's not, and I'll tell you, it also because I'm a little under the weather still.
Yeah.
So, that's my excuse.
You've had a week off.
I'll tell
concentrate.
You, I mean, I've got cable TV, but there is nothing on, is there, in the daytime. It is just, I mean, I loved Today with Des and Mel.
That's good, isn't it? It's all right, that. Was Joe Pasquale on again?
He always
pops up. I love it when he pops
Joe
up.
Joe Pasquale is an absolute
joy. I love Joe. Genuinely, without irony,
yeah.
I really like Joe Pasquale.
Do you know him? Have you met him?
No, I haven't, no. But I really, really like him. I think he's really funny.
He's really good.
Yeah.
And one of his favourite, one of his jokes that I've always enjoyed is, why is there a, lock on the door of the 24/7 shop? It's good.
He's a thoughtful man.
It's good. You know? It's open all the time, Claire.
No, I just like his squeaky voice.
Yeah, well, that's funny.
I don't like jokes.
But, no, I only caught the end, the other day, but, it was brilliant. Des was singing a medley of Buddy Holly songs.
He doesn't quite sing, does he?
He's sort of talking,
right? It's like pulling your punch. Oh, my voice is my way from the thing.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? He can't actually-
He's not actually singing, it's talking. It's kind of talking the words.
Yeah.
But he knew Buddy, apparently, and he toured with him, so-
I am an antichrist. He never quite- It's lovely.
No, he's great.
He's got no, like, he's got no breath.
But, but it's the adverts in between.
He is 73, though.
He's amazing for it.
Doing well, isn't he?
Yeah. No, yeah. I mean, you know, he's a good
Sorry, who's 73?
Des O'Connor.
Is he seriously?
Yeah. I think so.
Amazing.
Yeah,
amazing.
He's doing well.
Yeah, good luck to him. a toast to Des O'Connor.
Yeah!
Raise your glasses. And all you listening at home. So, Des O'Connor.
I'd love to see him interview Louise Woodward.
Yeah, indeed.
Do you want to hear some Louise Woodward? I have had some calls.
But I don't know if they're true or not, though, do you? What did you hear?
Well, I think one of the-
we mustn't say that shop that she works in.
No, wouldn't
okay,
say that, but
in case it's
I'm sure I read the same thing, Steve. Someone said that they read that she was studying law, and I think I read that because she knows so much about it.
Yeah.
Now, she decided to go
through the system,
and,
never know when
it comes
in useful.
But she has been spotted in various parts of the country selling all manner of things.
Okay, brilliant.
So
what, door to door?
Yeah, exactly.
Hello, I'm from Mother Care.
We've got to stop this now. We've got to stop this now. It's not
okay,
bad.
That's that, yeah.
It's all water under the bridge.
Anyway, let's play a record. Let's play a record, Claire. No, I'll talk about it later.
We're scared
now. Yeah, we've just got ourselves in trouble. I think we just need to go and consult our lawyers.
Would you like some Peter Gabriel?
Oh, this is a beautiful track. And it was actually in Vanilla Sky, so a bit of resurgence. This is Salisbury Hill. Peter Gabriel, what a lovely track that is. Salisbury Hill on XFM 104.9. Ricky Gervais, Steve Merchant, Claire Sturgis.
You know, if Carl was here, do you know what he'd want now?
Probably ads, no.
Some adverts.
Yeah. Do you want some now?
Well, if it's what Carl would have wanted.
Okay. For Carl, then, some ads.
Excellent. Placebo and Bitter End. XFM 104.9, Ricky Gervais, Steve Merchant. Claire Sturgis in for Carl Pilkington.
Doing a good job.
Who's in Madeira.
Indeed. Is that where the cake's from?
Yep. It's named after, I think, yeah.
Excellent.
It's nice, lovely. It's sort of,
I don't know where Madeira is.
It's sort of off Africa.
Okay.
But it's, I think,
there are a lot of old people go there, isn't
there? There are a lot of old people there. There are a lot of old people
Carl, he's essentially... a 50-year-old man in the body of a 30-year-old.
Yeah. I know, yeah. I think it
is. Whereas Ricky Gervais.
Whoa. Party by the pool, it was. It was actually really good. I'd much prefer that than, we went to, Greece once, and we wandered in this place by mistake going through this, and it was just full of people in Everton shirts and Liverpool shirts and just drinking lager. Like, oh, where's the fun in that? And just, I can't, the idea of Butlins, millions of families screaming around would drive me mental.
Butlins is the most extraordinary place I've ever been to. I went there with a bunch of friends.
We can't slag it off, but, I mean, not Butlins specifically, just anything.
No, I'm not slagging Butlins off,
no.
It's just,
I've never been to Butlins.
It's an extraordinary place. The bar's themed. One bar themed in the Wild West style.
Brilliant.
But a band, a tribute band to Status Quo playing.
Really?
It was extraordinary. So you walk in the swing doors, and there's Status Quo playing, and everyone else is, all the staff dressed in cowboy outfits. and cowgirl outfits, serving drinks.
I've told you this before, but I sneaked into Butlin's. We sneaked in one night, and we didn't know what was on, and they were serving lager and chips, and there's just loads of families and lots of northern men in short sleeve shirts and kids running around and stuff. And so they just arranged the chairs in this sort of dance hall, and they went, "And now, ladies and gentlemen, the entertainment for this evening is David Copperfield, not the magician." And well, it was the bloke from Three of a Kind.
Of course.
He came out, he did it all, he did all the jokes, he did all the, "Hello, how are you?
Oh, you're nice."
You know, to people in the audience. And then his finale was, he still on a chair because there wasn't a stage, and he did Classical Gas, seriously, on guitar. And then they clapped, it went out right, and he went, "Thanks so much." He went off, and I stopped clapping, and he came back on to get his jacket.
Oh dear, oh no.
Yeah, it was great. There was also a girl-boy duo in blue satin called Joint Effort, which I was loving. And at the end, right, it was on, I think it was on a Saturday night, so people were leaving sort of the next day, or Friday night, they're leaving the next day. And the kids and that were sort of like going to Redcoats, and they were crying. Right? And all the Redcoats and Joint Effort and they did We Are the World.
Oh, wow.
Amazing. What an amazing night that was.
Extraordinary.
Yeah.
They are incredible places.
Yeah.
Joint Effort. I don't think- I saw a documentary, I'm sure I saw a documentary, which is finding out what the likes of David Copperfield are up to now.
Is it yeah.
And he was a thatcher, wasn't he? Wasn't he mending roofs?
I think so, yeah. I think
I'm sure
right,
I saw
yeah.
him saying, they said, "Would you not, you know, would you not want to be back on primetime TV?" And he said, "Do you know, I think I prefer mending roofs."
Well,
I'm not sure.
Well, he's probably, no, he's probably the same as David Van Day with that advert, when he said, he got to the point where I prefer to sell burgers than records.
No, you didn't. You never preferred selling burgers, David.
Have you watched any of the Reborn in the Odyssey?
I love it.
You see,
absolutely
I've
love it.
I missed it, and I'm gutted.
It's Hadley or Cox. It's Hadley or Cox all the way, I reckon.
Who's Cox?
We close our eyes, we never do him.
What band is that? What band is that?
Go West.
Go West.
Oh, right.
Yeah, he's probably the best singer in a sort of stand-up cabaret
and how does it work? Do they get voted out as they go around?
Yeah,
So it's Sonia's gone, isn't
it? No, they're two from the studio audience, two are nominated, the lowest, I think the lowest people, and then Britain, people in Britain, vote one back on the bus.
Can I just ask why they're doing it in the States? Why didn't they just do it in this country?
Well, because it was meant to be relaunch their career without prejudice,
oh,
I assume.
Okay.
And also as an excuse to go to America, I suppose, and people not know him. Although, fame is creeping in. I think a lot of people recognise Tony Hadley.
Yeah.
Particularly when he sang True at karaoke.
Yes.
Is
he as good as ever?
He's fine. He's a bit dramatic, but he's alright.
Now, from your sort of, your brief pop phase,
yeah.
Any of these faces familiar to you? Did you ever bump into them?
Oh, no, but no.
You know, you never hung out with Hadley or?
No, no, we all lived in the same house.
Yeah, you did have, no. Didn't you have a run-in with Bucks Fizz?
Oh, yeah.
Once, when we were going up to do
a TV show, and our A&R man had just forgotten about us, and we were there. We were at the airport. We didn't have the tickets, and so Bucks Fizz were doing the same show, and I remember they tried to smuggle us through. They had sort of like them and their crew, and they just like showed us the tickets and went through, and they went, "Well, like that would work." And they went, "I went, oh, okay, sorry."
Did the two girls stand in the lobby, whip off their skirts, everyone was sidetracked while you legged
well,
it through.
Well, I was on the shoulders of yeah. Bobby G and yeah. wearing a really long coat,
yeah.
and they went, "Bobby, what a lot." He went, "Yes, I am taller
You're
now."
You're not taller in yeah. the flesh than you are on Top of the Pops.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
and fatter.
I wasn't fat
you
then.
You weren't fat then, no, you're right.
Yeah, no, but I love it. And the other thing I've been watching is American Pop Idol.
Right,
that was last night. It's great, really good, yeah.
Is Simon Cowell?
Ruben's gonna win. Huh?
Is that the one that Jerry Halliwell is part of?
No, no, this is, Randy Jackson, What's Up Dog, Paula Abdul, and Simon Cowell.
Yeah.
But Simon Cowell makes so much more sense in that context.
Yeah.
Because they're all, you know, you're great, and they do people, they stand up and they clap, and he goes, "Oh, sit down, it was all right." And it makes so much more sense, you know what I mean? Over here, it's a bit of a pantomime sort of drama queen, but over there, he's suddenly-
He's the sort of voice of reason.
Sanity. Exactly, yeah. Yeah, yeah. But, that's the trash TV that, I watch.
That you've watched.
Yeah. But no, Reborn's funny. But again, once again, public are stupid. They voted out, Dollar. that was driving everyone mad, and there was fights. They
Because they really went for it.
They voted out Chris Eubank.
Yeah, and Celebrity Big Brother.
Keep them in.
I don't think the public should be allowed to vote on TV shows. I don't think they know what's best for them. It does strike me that, like, in the golden age of EastEnders, if people had said, do you want to vote out, Dirty Dan, they'd have gone, yeah, he's nasty.
I know, yeah, that's that confusion, either with entertainment and punishing people, yeah. They should keep them in and then make them lose.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you've had all the best of both worlds.
What about the new celebrity, I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of
Now,
here.
Who's in that?
The one- Daniela Westbrook.
Yeah.
Catalina, that model.
Yeah. Don't know her.
Yeah, exactly. The one from- Anthony Worrell Thompson, why? Why does he want
to- You've got someone to cook, haven't you?
Well, that one from Changing
Rooms. Yeah, the girl from Changing Rooms.
Yeah, Linda Barker.
Yeah. Oh, Phil Tufnell.
Who?
Phil Tufnell, cricketer. I'm gonna put some money on him to win. I reckon he's gonna win. Because apparently he's sort of funny and nice and everything. And, yeah.
Would you ever do any of those?
Absolutely not. No.
I do think, I genuinely think if you were in the Celebrity Big Brother
immediately,
you would be voted out. It would be before the public get a chance to vote.
Yeah.
The housemates would have got you out somehow.
Yeah. Or they'd have left.
Yeah, I might win
by default.
They'd have all climbed over the roof like that guy Sandy.
Yeah.
They'd have all climbed out, like, within the first 10 minutes.
I saw Sandy the other day, actually.
Still on the run, is he?
Just climbing over.
It's over, Sandy!
Get off my roof!
I got really excited in Selfridges.
Does he look like a wombat up close?
No, he's really good looking.
Shut up!
No, seriously! I saw him in the hat section at Selfridges because he's a personal shopper telling someone they look gorgeous.
Yeah, Jane went there specifically to meet Sandy.
No, just did for she? Like,
yeah, to, yeah.
I got really excited.
Is he working there?
Yeah,
he's a personal shopper. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Does he sign autographs and stuff?
I'm sure
he does. He calls himself Alex now.
What?
Eh?
Yeah, he's not allowed to call him Sandy at Selfridges. Wouldn't. What should we say and get him sacked? Get him voted out of Selfridges household. Oh,
what, is he a personal shopper?
Yeah.
That's that's just to me the epitome of indulgence. If you've got money to spend on a personal shopper.
I'd love to do that.
Man alive. Is that someone who pushes your trolley?
No,
is that how it works?
You just say-
Can I get one of those in Waitrose?
No, it's like asking an assistant. You go, I need, some black trousers and some brown shoes and this range, and they go, okay, and they go and get you a range, so you don't have to go. It's not like.
Yeah, but I still love it.
Yeah.
But do you have to pay for it? No,
you don't pay for the service. You pay for the clothes if you buy them.
It's not like Lady Di
having Harrods opened for her.
So I could walk in there and get Sandy from Big Brother to just
Steve,
shopping.
In fact, I'd love you to.
But could I get him, like, once he's finishing Selfridges, could he pop to the co-op for me?
No, he can't do that. No, he can't do that.
What? No. Seriously? So there'd be people queuing up, wouldn't there?
Well, why? Selfridges, you can't- people don't go and shop in Selfridges for the sake of it to meet Sandy, do they?
No, but to get a personal shopper. Why wouldn't everyone have one? I don't understand why everyone wouldn't
do it
if they're not charging you for it.
Oh, Steve, you and me later
on. I'll tell you this, I don't think people realise that, Rick. He's gonna be inundated, no?
You know when you go to Selfridges, you will not be able to buy that suit you got for £97. It's a lot more expensive than that.
What? £105?
Yeah, you can't get shoes for £29 in there.
I'm not bothering.
No, exactly. That's where you're gonna come unstuck.
It's not worrying.
I'd love a great record now, Claire.
Okay.
I'm going back to Bristol this weekend.
Oh, yeah?
I am gonna be- I've got £100 to spend, so I'm looking to get a 3-piece suite.
Yeah.
Dinner suit.
Yeah.
Possibly. I think my sister's back.
The new single from Radiohead.
What do you make of it?
I love Radiohead, so I'm prejudiced, and I like just about everything they do. You know, I still play the Benz regularly. I had to replace it on CD, because I wore it out.
Really?
I just think it's amazing. I think they're great. They're coming in, aren't they?
Yeah, well, they're coming in a couple of times. I think Phil and Ed, who are my favourites, are doing Zoe in a few weeks. And I think Tom York is going to be doing John Kennedy on Exposure, doing one of those album playbacks where he comes in and
He's so shy as well. Yeah. He came into Udo once, and he was just so shy. He hated it all because people were looking at him. And, he's great. He's brilliant.
A toast!
Funny little fella.
Happy Easter, Tom, and all the lads.
Don't eat too many eggs, boys.
Oh, calm down, you crazy guys. No, we were talking earlier about the fact, because I've been ill this week, and so I've just been lying on the sofa, you know, dosed up. I was a bit feverish as well in the week, and at one point I had a real kind of movie. If I'm ill, I like to be like you're ill in the movies, and I was tossing and turning in bed. I had the fever. I was waking up. I was sweating, all sorts. And I keep waking up really early, and I'm sort of watching daytime TV for hours. And the adverts that you see in the daytime. I mean, we don't, because we do actually work. A lot of people think we just doss around all day, but we do actually work. And so I don't get to see TV in the day much. And the adverts, it's not adverts you see at night in during. It's,
I know.
They're incredible, and it's like.
Was it for surgical stockings?
Well, there's a lot of them are either aimed at. They're either aimed at people who basically are waiting to die.
Right.
It would seem. Or
that I love that advert, waiting to die.
But they are a bit like that. I mean, there's a couple. There's one with Christopher Timothy sat in a pub on his own, just having a pint in the afternoon. I think this was before he, I think this was before he became a doctor. He, he's having a pint on his own, looking through the you know, the job
he's
ads.
He's a good career, any vet, doctor. I think he's always wanted to play a lawyer.
Yeah. And he basically says in so many words, I can't remember it verbatim, but he basically says, you know, you're probably getting on a bit, you're not going to be around forever, you could drop dead tomorrow, have you made provisions for your children and your family and your wife? And I think you at home were supposed to have gone, oh Christ, I haven't.
Oh.
I was feeling my testicles earlier, they are a bit lumpy.
Yeah.
Oh no. You know,
I had to bend down quite low to feel them.
Exactly.
So, you know, I am getting on a bit.
Exactly.
In fact, what I do now is pull them towards me and kick them up like Beckham with a ball.
Yeah.
And on the way back down, I have a quick feel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or when the kids come to visit.
Yeah.
And,
stop playing with Grandad's testicles. Where have you put them? We've put them on the mantel. So, oh, you little devils. Go on with you. Do you want a Werther's original?
And, that's another advert you see constantly, Werther's Originals. So they've got those, and then they've got the adverts which I always love, which are adverts for, any kind of, you know, Claims Direct or any of those things. It's just, invariably there's a reconstruction of an accident that might have happened, someone tripping over a paving slab. There's one which is particularly chilling, of a guy who, I think he's with his kid watching football. And he's thinking to himself, you know, oh, I bet he's looking, he's thinking, I wish I could join in. And it flashes back, and there he is up a ladder, on a very shiny surface, with no one supporting it, frankly.
Oh, he's asking for trouble.
Frankly, I blame him.
Yeah.
And then it topples for no reason. I don't know why it topples.
Right.
Wind, let's say.
Yeah.
Whenever I see it, I always think.
He never walks again.
Well, he falls off it.
Did he smash his face in? Did he fall on a spike? Because if he's going to go up that ladder on a shiny surface, with no one holding it, right, did he fall backwards on his head, the little
worse still,
right, did he do the splits and crush his nuts?
No. Worse than that.
One.
He made a considerable lump sum of cash thanks to the efforts of one of those claims companies.
Oh no.
Alright. His negligence has seen him £3,000
richer. Hold on, Steve, was there a yokel with a pitchfork looking up as he fell on it?
Nothing.
Oh,
he fell off. I think he must have bruised his ankle or strained a ligament.
That's not enough. That hasn't taught him anything.
Well, it's not taught him a lesson. In fact, if anything, it is encouraging him to just to be more foolhardy in the future. Because if you're going to dish out five grand willy-nilly to these people,
yeah,
these lunatics, these oafs, these simpletons.
Do you know, one of my favourite adverts was the one in sort of the back of the those glossy magazines you get given away, and there was always an old woman, and she'd fallen like in her front porch or whatever, and she was just reaching out, but she was too weak to reach the phone. So it was like you carry a little button around with you that you press.
Yeah.
I love the idea of that. She looked so vulnerable.
I always feel with those kind of those claims adverts that it's almost like saying, I'm not going to say it explicitly.
Yeah.
Here are some ideas for you.
Yeah.
You know, paving slabs.
Yeah.
Is there one near you?
Yeah.
Could you have a little trip?
Exactly, yeah.
If you've got a stepladder.
Yeah.
I'm not saying anything, but
maybe.
Read between the lines.
No shiny floor.
There is money to be made.
Adverts in the back of those. Do you have an Innovations catalogue?
Well, I just read this week Innovations catalogue is being closed down.
Gutted.
Yeah.
The is it really?
Catalog, which is, it used to go to something like 50 million homes or something.
I love the Innovations catalog. You do think, well, I could do with that. Because I want.
I've never thought that.
I do. I want to spend money on an advantage in life. Like, you know, I want the power packs and hoverboards and things that are, like to see through walls. Just dipped for $19.99. Yeah, they don't work, do they? I bought oxygen.
Did you really? I bought oxygen.
What do you mean you bought oxygen? Well, me and my mate were sort of like, it was about like, I don't know, 1987, and me and my mate, Wally, we were doing long distance running together, we were trying to get good, and I thought, I'll just have some oxygen before the race.
What do you mean some oxygen? It's there, free in the air.
No, you're using big canisters.
A canister of oxygen?
It didn't work. It just smelled like you were sniffing mints. I couldn't get any in.
What was it supposed to do?
Well, you know, oxygenate the blood so you can.
Right.
Well, yeah, I don't know why.
How much was it?
I don't know. I can't remember. But
that was $19.99.
It was a big canister.
It was rubbish. Why did you buy it? I mean, he was at least doing a job.
I was training.
But it does seem to me that, because the problem with the Innovations Catalogue is that for the few idiots that buy stuff like you, there are hundreds, thousands who just looked through it and laughed at the absurdity of, you know, a motorized tie rack.
Who is so lazy that they need that?
Yeah.
The Abs Master. I worked for a while answering the mail, opening the mail for returns. It wasn't the Innovations people, but it was a if that's the kind of middle class version, this was a very much more working class thing. It was, you know, how to get hot dogs out of a tin and all the rest of it. And there was stuff in there, it was incredible. There was one item that was in the catalogue, and it was I know, like me, you've probably thought to yourself, I just haven't got time to boil the kettle and fill out my hot water bottle.
Oh, I know.
You thought that takes upwards of a minute and a half to do. What I need is some kind of state-of-the-art kind of plastic container with some kind of blue gel inside, which I put in the microwave and that heats up, right? So that was what this device was. You put it in the microwave, you buzz it in there for like 30 seconds, saving yourself, you know, a minute.
Of preparation time.
And we used to get them sent back. I swear to God, they would send that. They'd be split.
Yeah, they exploded.
Old women saying, I'd heated something in the microwave. I went to sleep. It split asunder. And the blue gel scorched my legs. I've got third degree burns. And do you
old
know what
woman
we
with a scolding? Call claims direct.
But do you know what we used to do? I used to say, do they not sue over this stuff? And they told me, they said, they never sue. They're not, you know, they're old ladies. They don't realise they can sue. What we normally do is send them a replacement. So I'd have to send replacements back to these old women who had scalded their legs. We didn't even send them the money back, we just sent them a replacement. I mean, unbelievable. Unbelievable. Sometimes I always felt
and
like
a new pair of tights, at least.
At least.
And sheets, bed sheets, yeah.
Oh, dear.
Imagine that, though.
I did have an Abs Master, one of those things that, you know, you try it on. Jane bought it for me for a birthday once. And
the electronic thing,
you put it on, right?
Hurts,
yeah, well, I turned it full up, right? And at one point.
Now, what's this? Sorry, I don't understand what this is.
You try it. Put it round you, it sticks to your body, and it's an electrical charge, and it's like doing sit-ups. Every time it does it, it's like you're doing a sit-up, but without you sitting up, right?
Right.
And at one point, I had it on, I'd done it for a few weeks, and at one point, I was laying on the couch in my pants with this on, watching telly, drinking a bottle of wine and eating cheese. She said, I don't think it works like that. I thought, if this works, it's the greatest invention of all time.
It's like you can eat, and it's wearing, it's kind of working it off for you as you're eating.
I know, yeah. Oh, dear. That'd be great. I did see one thing in one of those little magazines once, and this is hilarious, right? What it was, it's a bloke in a wheelchair, right? And then there's another one of him, and it's raining, so he's got a cagoule on that covers him and his wheelchair.
Oh, no.
And just his little face. So it looks like somebody's covered a motorbike in, and it's just his little face. I thought that was great. Oh, dear. Oh.
Innovations is finished. It's over.
It's all over. Should we have a record? It'd be lovely.
A toast to the Innovations. You've provided nothing of much use for 15 years.
Happy Easter.
I mean,
are you sure that's not part of the song? Because, you know, Pink Floyd, you know what they're like?
These
newfangled tricks.
Newfangled sort of trickery and that weirdness.
I mean, like.
Well, it's a shame. It is a shame.
It is a great song.
But it's too annoying. We've got to stop it.
Yeah. Are we putting a pay to it?
Oh.
It's gone.
Yeah.
Switch it off, Claire.
Yeah.
I don't know, because that always plays fine on my home system, so I don't know if it's something that Sergius has done. You haven't got your big greasy thumbprints over it, have you? What were you eating earlier? Because I saw you eating a huge hog roast as I came in.
And throwing the bones behind
that. Exactly, like Henry VIII.
Nothing changes, Ricky.
Oh, dear. Never mind. Well,
that's
ruined the whole show for me. It was going so well.
What worries me, Rick, is because this show is so carefully planned,
that's
left a minute and a half gap.
That can throw us all out.
Timings.
Adverts.
Do you think that'll be good? People love them.
Great.
Excellent. We'll go back tomorrow. Wise words unless you're talking about pension plans. That's Feeder on XFM 104.9.
Wise
Steve Merchant, Claire Sturgis. Competition time. I haven't got the usual competitions of songs of phrase and monkey news and the other car nonsense. You know, I'm not.
There's no cheapest chimps. There's no cheapest chimps this week.
Right,
I'm devastated.
It's back next week. It's well, back next
I
week.
Don't know. Although, let's do just do a quick cheapest chimps. Okay. Ooh, chimpanzee that. Cheap as chimps. Do you know how much a chimp is, Steve?
Not really, no.
55 grand. Okay, okay, the competition is this. We've got five tickets.
No,
five,
got
pairs
five pairs
of tickets, yeah, to give away, to the new Spike Lee film, 25th Hour. And, I've seen this and it's really great. It's got Ed Norton, in it and, Philip Seymour Hoffman. Really, really, really good. It's an 18 certificate, so you can only, call up and get into this free if you are over 18.
Or, unless you look 18.
Yeah, let's face it, as long as you look
exactly.
18, yeah.
I don't think they're gonna ask for ID on the door.
Yeah, yeah.
But if you look like 14, then there's no chance.
And yeah, you probably get some fags and beer as well,
yeah,
on the way.
Exactly.
In, yeah.
But if you're 16, 17, you know, you look old enough, you've got, yeah, a bit of facial hair, go for it.
Yeah. Or wear a long beard.
Yeah, whatever, yeah.
No, we're not gonna condone that. Please be 18 years or over.
Yeah.
It is an illegal offence.
Exactly.
Call 08700 800 1234, and as it is such a great film, we're gonna, the competition is this. Do you want to go to this? A, yes. B, no. So
C, I'm not sure I can make it Wednesday. Any chance Thursday?
D, I think I'll wait for it to come out on video, you know.
E, I don't really like Spike Lee. I'm a racist.
Call in! Call in!
So, hang on, we should just point out that, yeah, it's Wednesday at 6 o'clock. Did we make that clear?
Yeah, Wednesday at 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
A, yes. B, no. C, Wednesday's no good for me. D, I'll wait for it to come on video. E, I don't like Spike Lee. I'm a racist.
Yeah. What is it? 08700 800 1234?
That's the number, yeah.
Okay, bother Claire with that.
The answer's A, by the way. Correct answer.
No,
yeah.
Nice
if you want to go, that is.
Yeah. Yeah.
But tell the truth.
I'd love to have some more music.
Yeah, sweet, sweet, sweet.
Or I feel some Smiths.
Oh,
classic.
Yeah.
Reel Around the Fountain.
Good choice.
Smiths, Reel Around the Fountain, XFM 104.9. Well, we've given those away then.
Yeah, it went very well.
Have you got enough now? You don't need
yeah,
any more?
Yeah, yeah, got them all, yeah. Everyone said the correct answer.
Oh,
A.
Good.
They would love to go. One person, actually, who was it? It was Tom, said C, but his sister Sarah would love to go. So
oh, well, good luck to Sarah.
Yeah.
I hope he's over 18.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, because otherwise that is illegal. Here's to the rules.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Happy Easter.
I don't know why. I'm just in a mood for toasting things.
Yeah.
I think it's because it's Easter.
Yeah, yeah. And we know
God
what that means,
him.
Don't we?
God bless him.
Eggs. Go on.
Absolutely. Well, what we were chatting about the Innovations Catalogue, and it just because I've just been flipping here through the TV magazine, which comes free with the. With the Sun, and
is there a thing on the back, a plate or a figure?
The white trash that must buy this rubbish. I mean,
know.
This one, I don't know how you describe that there.
Oh!
Classy, isn't it?
Oh,
it's
dear.
A porcelain doll of a young woman.
Looks like Ginger Spice with her hair up in a blue dress.
Yeah, it is strictly limited to 9,500.
Oh, am I gonna get one? Well, why did we waste time with the show? Shouldn't I have been calling?
Well, look, it says-
How much is it?
Well, she can be yours for the special half-price offer of just £94.50.
Is that all, really? You're not winding me up, are you, Steve? You're not winding me up, is it? Because if I look at it, it's 940, because I think it should be. I will go mental, because I would love that porcelain piece of shit for 100 quid on my shelf.
Hang on a minute, Rick. Let me just read you some of the write-up.
Who buys that? They think it's art.
It's classy.
Oh.
Well, I think this blurb will change your mind.
Go on then. Okay. Well, I'm just okay. Okay.
Her name is quite simply Dearest Rose.
I'll have it.
And she's portrayed here holding a beautiful.
Well, I mean, of course it's gonna be Dearest Rose, isn't it?
Let me read it.
Her name is Bert.
Dearest Rose is portrayed here holding a beautiful bouquet of roses given to her by her lover. She has gently plucked some of them and placed them in her chestnut hair.
Oh,
she
yeah.
is wearing a gown.
Oh, that's filthy.
she
is as well. She's stuffing them up.
On her head.
All right, go on.
She's wearing a gown of beautiful turquoise silk. Her skirt flows to the floor, and from beneath it, you can see her dainty shoe just peeping out, decorated with a tiny handmade rose.
That is brilliant. 94
And it is beautiful, and, it's and you can pay £9.45 a month for 10 months.
Yeah,
and that can be yours. And I think you'll agree, it is just beautiful.
I mean, the best one I've ever seen. There was one that there was a doll, right? Like a really doll, you know, a horrible, scary doll, and it was something like, you know, £100, and it said, call your family and tell them it's a girl. And I just imagine this 45-year-old woman with bunches and rouge on her hair, still dressed in her ballerina outfit, going, "I've had a baby, mother." "You haven't." "I have. It's a bloody baby. Why do you hate me? It's a doll. Why do you hate me?" I mean,
I know.
What sort of people are they preying on?
Well, there's one.
"Just had a baby." "Sorry?" Call the doctor. Call the doctor. Don't call the doctor. I've had a bloody baby.
Well, I remember seeing one which just was extraordinary. I mean, again, I'm thinking specifically of the people that buy it. It was about 3 foot tall. Yeah. It was, I think, again, made of porcelain or possibly plastic. It was a baby. It was like a sort of, it was like a kind of 1-year-old baby. Like, that was the design. Wearing a Harley Davidson biker outfit.
I mean,
leather cap, the jacket, the nappy.
Rather like Marlon Brando did in The Wild Bunch.
Unbelievable.
Oh, dear.
I mean, the scum. I saw recently, we was flipping through one, it was wedding rings. It was a selection of exclusive wedding rings. Imagine giving this, imagine getting down on one knee and giving your beloved a themed Lord of the Ring wedding ring.
Oh, that is brilliant.
"Will you be my wife? Better still, my troll."
Oh, dear.
That I mean, the scum that must be, that they're preying on, like you say. I mean, unbelievable.
It's those sort of houses that I remember, going into as a child sometimes, when you met a friend from school, and, you'd go into their house, and it was like a shrine. I remember some people kept the polythene on their three-piece suite.
Yeah.
There was some when you weren't allowed in the front room. Like, we couldn't, you know, couldn't go in the front room. And it's sort of, you look around and there's all these dolls and that, and it's just like, oh God, scary, what in God's name happens in this house after dark? Oh. You know what I mean?
But the people who keep the polythene on their sofas, it's like, who are you waiting for? What day are you going to use this? Because I'll tell you this, the Queen's never coming to
town. Tony Blair's not going to pop in and out covered in grease.
No, exactly.
In dungarees.
Exactly.
"I won't sit down." "You can sit down."
Yeah.
"You can sit down, Tony. I've been waiting for 40 years. Look, I've had a baby. It's not a real baby." "It is a baby."
"Is this door locked?"
"Why do you hate me?"
Oh, God.
"Call your friends and tell them it's a girl."
So if you're one of the scum that have ever bought anything from one
trash
of those, normally you'll get maybe commemorative plates.
I know. I tell you what, if I ever win the lottery, I'm going to buy all them up.
Yeah.
I'm going to buy all them up in one foul swoop.
Well, that'll
be amazing.
I think it was Cliff Richard. It was a commemorative plate of Cliff Richard.
That'd be great.
It said, "Cliff never ages. Cliff never ages, and neither will this."
Really? Did it say that?
Yeah.
Tell your friends and tell me you've married Cliff Richard. Yeah. "Look, I've married—" "It's a plate."
"It's not a plate."
"I sleep with it."
"I've married Cliff Richard." Remember that mental case that was thought she was married to Mike Reed?
No, I don't remember that.
Oh.
No, I do.
Now, is this Mike Reed, the former DJ, or Mike Reed, the entertainer stroke actor?
It's former DJ.
Mm-hmm.
And it had a shot of her just prancing around in the nude with a feather boa on, saying, "I'm married to Mike Reed," or something.
Wow.
She was obsessed with him. That's libelous.
I mean, is she still looking for a fella?
Yeah. Oh, what would you do? Imagine it was you're in a love triangle between her and Louise Woodward.
Oh, right, okay.
Would you? And they were fighting over you. And I think they can both get pretty violent.
Yeah.
I mean, if you know, fine. I mean, no, but I mean, I'm not. I don't
know
that.
Well, I tell you what I do. I do what any gentleman would do in that situation, and I'd let them wrestle it out, nude, in a hotel room. Let's just, you know,
oh,
just see how they go.
Let's have a record. Sorry to call the lawyers and tell them it's a girl. Coldplay, XFM 104.9.
In fact, can I just plug something?
Go on.
Because you can hear Coldplay live tonight from 7 o'clock, the whole Earl's Court gig on XFM from 7.
Blimey.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
Yeah.
To Coldplay.
To Coldplay!
Yay! Happy Easter!
Happy egg. Well, that's about it from us, isn't it? We got, you know, to be honest, I didn't miss Carl at all.
I didn't miss Carl. I felt we worked harder, we did a better show without him. I think he's dead wood.
Well, I think that we should, you know, tell him that you know, we don't need him. If he turns up, it's fine. If not, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because that will wind him up.
Oh, he'll be livid.
If, you know, if you could send, could you send Carly emails saying, to Ricky or someone, because he gets all those, doesn't he, or to yeah. Carl, saying, the show was better without Carl.
Yeah.
Can you please do that for us? We're telling the truth. He'll hear it. He'll come back and hear it. So we know it's a wind-up. But just, I just want to see his crushed little face Monday. As if you can send as many emails as possible saying, this show was better without Carl. Yeah. I will be grateful. And I promise I'll tell him the truth next week. Do you think I can do that for us?
I think so.
Is it carl.pilkington@xfm.co.uk?
Yeah. And it's Carl with a K.
Yeah, and send some to me, because he'll read those next week as well.
Yeah, ricky.gervais@xfm.co.uk.
Yeah, just say it was send some to me as well, and
yeah,
pass
and just pass them on, yeah.
And to the head of XFM.
Oh,
yeah,
what's his, what's his one?
Yeah.
Because he won't get in trouble, because obviously Andrew's listening, so he know it's a joke.
But Andrew.phillips@xfm.co.uk.
In fact, could you send a load-
Charlotte Susan@xfm.co.uk.
Just saying, it's so much better without Carl, because it's got a bit self-indulgent, he just does his same old stuff about Auntie Nora farting, and it's not big and it's not clever. And the man's a fool.
Yeah,
so if you do something like that, you know, make stuff up as well. Thanks very much. Happy egg.
Happy egg indeed. Can I just end with a tune?
Yeah, absolutely.
Ed Harcourt. I don't know if you've listened to his current album.
Yeah, but there's
some nice treats on there. And this is one called The Birds Will Sing For Us. A nice way to end.
See you later. Cheers.
Happy Easter.
Do the email thing. Egg.